Yo, what is poppin', my friends, and welcome back to another episode of Friday Focus on the Modern Mastery podcast, where we dive deep on one focus area that can drastically improve your quality of life. Before we dive into it, I have three favors to ask. Favor number one, take out your phone and click the follow or subscribe button on this podcast. This is a zero cost way of showing your support to us. Favor number two, see if you're a fit for Modern Mastery HQ, the only platform you need to master your mind, body, and spirit while growing a 5 to 10K per month online business. We teach you everything you need to know. You can see if you are a fit by going to join.modernmastery.co. That's join.modernmastery.co. And favor number three, enjoy this episode and implement what you learn in the real world. Enjoy. What is up? What is good, my people? Today, we're going to talk about the three mistakes that most beginner online business owners make, because there is a big problem with all of this. You see a lot of surface level advice, and this is going to be pretty beginner level and basic advice, I will admit, but you do see a lot of surface level advice on social media in terms of like how, what you should do when you start a business, right? And usually the advice falls along the lines of learn a skill, sell the skill, and then something in between there. And they may tell you good skills to learn, or different what skills you should learn. And they, I did a video about this on YouTube recently, called like the top three beginner online business models. And those were freelancing, coaching or consulting, digital products. Just because I feel like that's the most low risk and like the easiest one to get into, the path of least resistance, because there's so much information online that you can take and leverage and build with that. So people start focusing on learning the skill. That's not a problem. I feel like that's pretty easy for people to do. It's very fun. It's very interesting. You start building projects, portfolio pieces, whatever it may be. But then when it comes time to land clients, you don't really know what's going wrong. And now I'm not going to touch on sales in this video, but sales is an absolute must. You need to understand the sales process to start landing clients or making product sales if you go the digital product or information route. But that's where a lot of people make that mistake. They stick to selling one thing. So the first thing you should understand is just inbound and outbound prospecting, right? You need to understand what will actually make you money pretty fucking quick from the get-go. And that is DMing people, cold emailing people, messaging people on LinkedIn, et cetera, et cetera. But people go about this wrong too, and they don't understand how to do it. So I'll break down a pretty quick way of actually doing this. You can walk through an entire script, and I would recommend doing this at first, walking through the phases of the sales process, which usually follows. It starts with understanding them, being genuinely interested in them, right? That's how you start any conversation ever, not even in business. So you hop in their DMs, maybe you see some of their content, and you tell them what resonated with you and what you liked about it. And then you go from there. You find out what they're struggling with, right? What their problems are. You dig a bit deeper into those, and then you see what's kind of holding them back. Why aren't they making progress there? And then you start to transition into how you can help them, right? You start to transition into how your offer can actually help them. And this is both for the sales call and messaging beforehand. And then you end up getting them on a call, walk them through that process again, go a bit deeper, and eventually sell them on your product, because by then you should be a good fit to work together. But that is the second mistake that people make, is that they can't sell anything. Maybe you can get calls, or you don't have a problem DMing people, but they just don't seem interested in what you have to offer. So that's the mistake, is your offer. You don't pay too much attention to how, if they actually need what you're selling, right? I did web design for the longest time. I've taught people web design, and people tend to skip over the marketing aspect of things, right? Especially if you want to make money quick, and I'm not talking get rich quick schemes. I'm talking making money quicker than you would if you had a shitty offer, is to make sure that you can pull them a tangible ROI, and you have to get creative with this. So the way to start this is, one, understand who you're selling to, right? You can't sell a solution to someone that doesn't have a problem that that solution will fix. Understand? It's going to be so much harder to make money that way. So first thing you should start doing is, one, just pick someone to target: creators, coaches, freelancers, local businesses, tech companies, SaaS companies, whatever the fuck it is. Who do you want to work with? There's money flowing there. Pick someone that you want to work with. Now, find where they are at. Find where they're at. Social media is probably your best bet. Google, find their website, find their email, and just offer to give them free advice, especially if you're starting out. Because what this is going to do is going to help you validate your offer. Nobody does this. Nobody validates their offer because they just want to start making money with a cool skill that they learned. So what you're going to do is you're going to ask them how they make money. How do they make money? Dig deep into it. How do they go about getting all of their clients? Is it only through Google? Is it only like SEO? Is it only through social media? Is it only through paid ads? Is it only through whatever? And your job is to fill the hole in their business, right? This is where things get wrong, because people to tell you to learn a skill first when you kind of have to, but in reality, that wouldn't be the best way of going about it. It would be picking someone that you want to work with for an extended period of time, finding a hole in their business, and then learning a skill so you can plug that hole. And then you work your way up the ladder and charge more and more and more. So you always hear market research. Everyone skips market research, but this is market research. This is the best method of market research, is just getting on a call with your prospect, getting out of your fucking box, and getting social with them and understanding exactly what their problems are, exactly where the holes in their business are, and how your skill can fill that hole. And if you can't fill that hole, then you need to learn complementary skills that will help you fill that hole. So for example, let's take plumbers, because filling holes, it's like, I don't know, online businesses, you're like a plumber for other people's businesses, like patching holes and stuff, but I digress. So you're targeting plumbers, right? Now, how do they get clients? It's usually through Google, maybe a website. Like, people will search them, they'll find them on local Google searches, maybe even like Yellow Pages, or they'll be running ads or something like that. But where's the problem there? If you understand marketing and you understand your skill so well, where's the problem there? Are they losing a lot of money because they're not capturing the lead's information, and they're not, like, after they reach out and show interest, they're not capturing the lead's information, and they're like, they just lose them right there. There's no follow-up process to get on a call. There's no special offer for them to, get to actually sign on, get that extra push. And you have to understand, like, how they get leads. So for a plumber, the best bet may not be a full-fledged website. If you're a web designer, it may be a landing page. Not a full-fledged website, a landing page that has good copywriting for their service and what they offer. It captures their email at the end for in exchange for a lead magnet. And in this case, it could be like a free quote or something, or even the top 10, I don't know, some fucking kind of lead magnet, like a free ebook or a free guide. And you would help them with all of this. This is your solution. This is why they're going to pay for you over someone else, right? So you have that landing page, you have that email opt-in, and then you have emails on the back end. So let's say before that even, they get redirected to a page where they have the option to book a call, or call them and talk them through, book an appointment and close the sale, right? But a lot of people leave at that page. So you need to capture their email, and you need to follow up, and you need to build out 5 to 7 emails plus for them to follow up and close the sale and get them an appointment. And now this makes much more sense for them to buy and pay you a lot of money for, because a website just isn't going to do that. They already have a website, and they don't see that as like just redesigning it, bringing a tangible ROI. Doesn't make sense. And then on top of that, if you want to create like a recurring monthly revenue service and charge $2,500 plus a month, then learn Google Ads or Facebook Ads or social media growth. I don't know if that would really work for plumbers, but that's an option. So you can send traffic to that landing page, and you can get them leads, and you just fill, you fill that funnel with leads and you close, you help them close more deals, and they make a lot of money and they pay you a lot of money to bring them a lot of money. That's the name of the game. So a lot of you are watching this from Twitter, and I'm sure you've seen a lot of the like ghostwriters that are popping up. And I started a ghostwriting agency for 1 month. Shiny object syndrome, right? But the difference between me and others, I took it to $13,500 a month in that 1 month. I can't say I made $13,500 per month because I only did it for 1 month. Well, 2 months, sorry. So 2 months, $13,500 a month. And the reason I did that is because I fucking understand Twitter. I understand how to grow. I understand how to get more traffic to your page. I understand how to close clients for people. If I was ghostwriting for a coach, what is the main service that will probably get them more money? And only I know this because, well, some people know this, but I know this well because this is what I've done, is that I would create content that would bring inbound leads. It would boost their authority. And when people hop in their DMs, I would DM them and I would get them on a call. I guarantee nobody's offering that fucking service. Nobody's offering to go through the DMs, work through a sales script in a sense, get them on a call and book the person's calendar with qualified leads so they can close $3,500 to $5,000 deals just from paying me to ghostwrite for them, right? Ghostwriting as lead generation. I found a way to turn ghostwriting into something that brings a fuck ton of money to the person I'm writing for. Ghostwriting itself, just like writing tweets and sending it to people, it's not going to make people any money. You have to understand the sales process. You need to understand how your target customer gets clients or makes sales, and you need to enhance that with your offer. That's what makes an irresistible offer. Now, there's a bunch of other things that go into offer creation, like having a risk reversal. So an example of this is just a money-back guarantee. Or what's one? So for the ghostwriting, I said, if I don't make you what you paid me back, then I will refund you the cost of service, right? So I did pay for their growth too. I paid so they were getting followers and they were getting people to read the content that I was writing. So I would pay them back. I would pay them back what I didn't make them. So if they made $2,000 and I charged $3,500 a month and they only made $2,000, then I would send them back $1,500. Right now, I could send them back everything, but that just wasn't my risk reversal. You have to get creative with this and you have to make it irresistible for them. What skills and knowledge and experience do you have that will make your offer irresistible? And one last thing on the offer stuff, because I fucking love offer creation and I'm very good at it. Like, I could probably spin up a business tomorrow and close 10K in deals almost immediately if I wanted to. So the last thing about offer creation is just that experience. You have to go through the ringer. You have to learn your skill and figure out what doesn't work in order to find out what works. You need to learn those complementary skills and understand the target customer's client acquisition process so that you can make it better. Now, the last thing, this is kind of a mistake. I would call it a mistake because I've seen the value in it over time, is building an audience. So you're doing things that other people are not. You have an interesting life, whether you know it or not. You're going against the status quo and you have insights to share that other people could use. So building an audience on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, whatever the fuck, understand the platform, figure out what gets eyes on your profile, and then just keep doing that. Make sure your profile is optimized. And there's a lot that goes into that. Watch some other YouTube videos or something. And then stay consistent with that. And start tweeting or posting and showing that you're the authority in that space. Give actionable advice and also talk about your life. Show some personality. Post for growth. Like, copy the content that's already going viral and working and spin it in your own unique voice. And that's how you grow. That's how you build authority. That's how you build authenticity, perceived authenticity on those platforms. And then people will be coming to you rather than you going to them and doing that outbound prospecting and cold DMing and everything. And then the next thing, that's the start of your top of funnel. is you have an audience now. Now you build a lead magnet, and if you have a high ticket offer, so freelancing, coaching, consulting, you have that on the back end. You turn that into a product. You productize your high ticket service because you have results with that now. And now you can sell a digital product, a packaged up into a course, like say you did web design or you created that plumber funnel where it's like the landing page and the email sequences, but now you have results with that. And you understand, hopefully you understand the necessity of being very specific in what you sell, right? The riches are in the niches or something. And so if you took that thing that you got results with, the plumber funnel or something, and you started to sell that to service businesses on Instagram and like show them how to do it themselves and had a lead magnet that had email sequences to sell that product. And then the people that buy that product get pitched on your service. You would start you would grow your audience. You would make low ticket sales. And then you'd get people that are interested in your high ticket offer coming to you. And it would be on autopilot. And then you focus on content creation. You can eventually outsource that if you want, but that's a very good way to eliminate the pains that come with just fucking constant DM outreach, right? There's some caveats, like you can automate cold email and possibly DMs on LinkedIn, but that's just the main thing is start building out a funnel, start building an audience, because one, I didn't freelance forever. I didn't want to freelance forever. And now I can kind of do whatever I want. I'm not saying that to brag. I just have an audience that is fairly broad, but it's still niched down to like self-development and online business. And I can really create any product or program that I want and sell it on there. If I want to go the fitness route one day, I guarantee I could do that and make a fuck ton of money just because I have an audience and marketing skills. So that is my advice. Those are the three, I'm out of breath, I'm talking so fast, but those are the three mistakes that a lot of online business owners make, is they ignore these things. And then they wonder what went wrong and then they quit altogether. So that was kind of a rant for this episode. Depending on what platform you're watching on, either YouTube or the podcast, please subscribe, follow. Really helps. Let me know what you thought either in the comments or shoot me a DM or just at me on Twitter, and enjoy the rest of your day and go make some fucking money.